your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Reiki Master and host, Phyllis Lee Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now, here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I want to wish you all a happy new year, and I've invited some callers to call in, and I invite you all to call in and share with us all over the world your New Year's resolution, especially those that have to do with your Reiki practice. As we look at our lives, not from the usual calendar, but from our more biologically connected cycles, the spring is associated with the explosive power of creation, the creation of new life and nourishment of this creative process. The summer brings the flush of maturation and the blooming, and autumn is the time of gathering of our harvest. And of course, winter is the time of renewal, of rest and gathering the energy for this burst of creation that comes in the spring. I always imagine, or try to imagine, the strength that it takes for a seed to lie dormant in the ground, and then eventually, when all of the conditions are ripe, the temperature, the moisture, the warmth of the soil, the promise that there will be sunshine and other nurturers to nurture the sprout, the seed bursts open and the sprout reaches the seed casing, and all of a sudden it starts pushing up against the earth into the sun. And there are parts of us inside of ourselves that are dormant, waiting to be born, as it were. This part calls on me to pay attention to my own expenditure of energy during this winter month, instead of being busy running around and doing what I feel like is my work. I want to, this year, be able to focus more on the energy that's within me and to store it somehow and to get ready for the spring. What happens when we could use this time of rest and introspection to create a space for this seed within ourselves? What would happen if we took time to give ourselves time to access our inner wisdom by taking a few days out, called a retreat, to have no external stimulation such as television, radio, newspapers, emails, conversations, doing, and just listen to ourselves? Well, I have some people who are great models of this, and they go off in the winter, especially in January, and take a little retreat. What would happen if we applied the deepening quality of our Reiki practice to this alone and quiet time? Well, I'm going to do this. This is one of my New Year's resolutions for this year, and I understand that we have a caller, and I'd like to welcome whoever it is who's called into the program. Is that true?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Phyllis. This is Alma Altamirano.
Oh, hi, Alma. And where do you live?
I live in El Paso, Texas.
Wow.
West Texas.
West Texas. Town of El Paso. Sounds like a song. And and how are you this new year?
I'm good, and with a very great plan for my Reiki practice.
Great.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to share them with
uh-huh.
you and the rest of the people.
Yeah, what's your resolution for this year?
I have two major resolutions, Phyllis. The first one is to extend my practice of Reiki to the elderly population. So
uh-huh.
I'm going to start visiting a retirement house and
great.
Start doing Reiki for the old folks there.
Great.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to help people that are very much in need. You know, sometimes these people don't have visitors from families or friends. So probably this is a good way to help them stay uh-huh. in human contact.
Great. And what's your other resolution?
I am planning also on visiting a school that is right across the street from where I work and offer the teachers in their free period some Reiki.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you know that teachers are always very stressed out, and I think that they can welcome Reiki as a wonderful way to, mm-hmm. to ease the tension and go more relaxed.
Great. And what will this give you, do you think?
What would be what now?
What would these two projects add to your Reiki life?
I believe that it's going to expand my practice of Reiki into the outside world of the little cocoon that we have created in a Reiki circle. It's like
uh-huh.
taking it more into the community.
And what about you personally? Do you find you have a part of you that might be nourished by doing these treatments and by assisting people?
I believe so. I believe that at the personal level, it's always a great feeling to help others. But it's also knowing that the contribution that you can make to people can really make a difference, and it can really enhance my practice in Reiki at the Reiki practice level.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Alma, for calling in and inspiring us with two great projects. And I guess I'll be seeing you in a few days because I'm going to be going to El Paso to see you.
Yes, and we are very excited about that, Phyllis.
Okay, great.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I think we have another caller on the line, if my cue was correct, and we'll just take a moment to see if that's so. Is there another caller that called in?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, here's Renata Heimann from Germany.
Oh, Renata. Wonderful.
Hi, Phyllis.
For your voice.
Happy Great. New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what are your New Year's resolutions for this year?
So, my New Year's resolution is to expand my Reiki 2 practice.
Uh-huh.
For myself, in a special way. So I have heard about researchers from the neurology. They found out that in our brain we have a kind of roads, and as more we use these roads, as bigger they will be. So they become from side roads to motorways.
Yeah.
And I have some motorways that I don't like. And
that's a great way to put it.
And I want to rebuild them to side roads.
Ah.
And I want to use the second degree practice to support my brain to bring them back from motorways to side roads.
Uh-huh. Great.
For example, when I come back from business traveling, mm-hmm. I put all my business stuff into my office and I don't look to them. And
uh-huh.
after a while, I have a very big mess in my office. And I would like to change this.
Uh-huh.
So, and I will give attention to this, to really change it in my brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I think it's a bad pattern.
Mm-hmm. What is the pattern inside of you, do you think?
The pattern inside of... I don't know. I only know the outcome, and the outcome is that I have a big mess in my office. And...
Great.
And this I want to change. I'm not sure about the reason behind.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe
and perhaps with my treatment,
help you find the reason behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Wonderful. Well, It's so wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you very much for calling in. And I wish you and your loved ones Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
And a very successful 2008 with your motorways being reduced down to little country roads.
Thank you.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do this again next year and you can report back on
okay.
how it went.
I will do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay.
Renata.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, this is a great concept. I don't know. I must think about this, about my motorways, and see if there are things that little country roads that I want to build into motorways and the other way around. So this gives me great thought. I see and hear that we have another caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Phyllis.
Who is this?
It's Regina from Ireland.
Oh, gosh, Regina. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's just so great to hear you as well.
Wonderful. Oh, well, how's Ireland?
Ireland is very cold and very dark at the moment, but, you know, we're in the new year, so.
I
expect it to be that way in this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
But it's good. It's very good.
Oh, great. Good. And what are your New Year's resolutions this year?
Well, it's interesting because I have to think about this, and I just, you know, want to just continue my daily self-treatment, and I've made the decision to share more Reiki in the Reiki community, just to organize more regular sharings instead of once a month, now doing it maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to the Reiki gathering in Ireland I have missed it for the past 3 years, so I'm going to book in and go to it this year. And that's the resolution. That's important.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that gathering is in May?
It's in May, yes.
It's in May. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
And how would people, could anybody come, or?
Oh, anybody can go to the gathering. We've had people from Australia, we've had people from all over the world go to the gathering.
Uh-huh. And how would people know about this if they wanted to go?
Oh, well, they could look
That's a big question mark. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, ReikiAssociationIreland.com on the internet, and they'd find out the details.
Okay. I seem to have music in my ear. I think this is... I think what's happening is that I have a station break I'm supposed to take.
Okay.
So, Happy New Year.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Phyllis Kurumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or or your office. Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Tune into Inner Speaks Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speaks Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, and today I'm taking phone calls from people that I've invited to call because I knew that they were living in certain places, but also I thought that they would have some great New Year's resolutions to share with all of the listeners, and if you listeners want to call in, please do. I understand that Olga Kudinsky from Russia is on the line.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Olga.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I decided to call from Russia and to tell you that we all love you, and I talked with many Russians, and they told me to say hello to you and to say Happy New Year also.
Oh, send my Happy New Year's back to them.
Okay.
Yeah. And what are you going to, what, do you know what a, do you do New Year's resolutions in Russia?
Well, we do, but it's mostly like wish, you know. It's not like resolution, but more like wish.
Oh, and what are your New Year's wishes for this, for 2008?
Yeah, well, I decided to release my fear, to be myself in communication with people on the personal level.
Right.
So.
Wonderful.
Well, we expect you to come, actually, in summer. And,
yeah.
So we hope to see you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there for a few days in the summer. That's true. And do you have anything that you would... well, you know what would be really great? Could you just, for myself, say Happy New Year or whatever you say in Russian for listeners?
Okay. Shall I say it now?
Yeah.
Okay. С Новым годом всех русских от Филиппа Фурамото.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you very much for calling. And I'll see you in the summer.
Okay. See you then.
All right, Olga. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And now I think there's another caller that is called in from Uruguay. Is that true? Is Patricia on the line?
Hi. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, well, I know how to say,
listen to your
I know
voice.
How to say Merry Christmas in Spanish, Feliz Navidad, but I don't know how to say Happy New Year in Spanish.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Ah, right. That sounds, that sounds good. So can you tell me what your New Year's resolutions are for this year?
Well, as you know, I'm taking the initiation as Reiki Master with you, and so that's a very important resolution. And also, I've been feeling like a lot of movement because of this first resolution, and I began receiving Reiki weekly, once a week.
Wonderful.
And that's working wonderful. So I'll keep on with that treatment.
Uh-huh. And are you doing exchanges for the treatment, or are you paying someone to give you a treatment, or how does that work?
Well, sometimes I pay, sometimes I exchange, but not with Reiki, but with other things, like massage, because I have my exchange space also that I don't want to change.
Great. Wonderful. Well,
so it's working very, very well, and I'm kind of upset. I didn't begin with this before.
Well, you know, Paul Mitchell always said this wonderful thing. He says, we heal enough to take our next step. So what's great is to be grateful that we thought of the next step and are doing it. So that's a wonderful thing to know.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes,
well, thank you very much for calling in, Patricia, and for wishing us a Happy New Year in Spanish. And, I'll see you soon.
Yes, I have to say hi from Ramon also.
Oh,
he wanted to say hi, and we tried to call you before, but it was not the time, so I'm saying it now.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I got the time wrong, so for the listeners, when I emailed people to see if they would call in, I gave them the wrong podcast time.
Okay.
And I called in 2 hours early, if you can imagine.
Okay.
So I was really excited about my program.
Yes, yes, I was also very excited. And I loved this idea. We could do it again.
Oh, yes, that would be a great idea. Okay, Patricia, Happy New Year.
Thank you. The same for you all.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Great. So these are wonderful students that are from different countries, and what's nice for me is just to feel this energetic of having worldwide connection. It's like these little lights that go off and the threads connect with each other. But I forgot to ask Patricia something. Maybe the next time somebody calls from the Southern Hemisphere, I can ask them how it is, because it's not winter for them. It's actually in the middle of summer. And I don't know if they have the same, if they go through this renewal process twice a year, or how it is to go through this in the middle of summer, because I was thinking about winter being a part of our normal resting cycle, but for them it's in the middle of their maturation cycle. So interesting. Do I have another caller?
You do, Phyllis. This is Dan Middleton.
Hey, Dan Middleton. Where are you from?
Well, I'm calling from Oregon in the United States, up in the Northwest.
Great. And what are your New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution this year is only one, and that's to do a better job of loving myself so that I have more to give to those around me.
Uh-huh. And what are your strategies for finding out how to love yourself more?
Well, one, I'm going to be consistent in hitting the gym. Exercising, which I started already and have
Great.
Did every day so far, so that's working out nicely.
Great.
And watch what I eat.
Uh-huh.
And spend more time, which I'm going to find, I think, hard to believe, but to spend more time doing Reiki, which this last year I have been doing a lot, so to do it more is going... Maybe I should say I will continue to be consistent in the Reiki practice.
Great. Well, thanks, Dan, for calling in. I think this is my station break.
All
so
right.
I'm going to say goodbye.
Goodbye to you and happy new year, Bill.
Oh. Okay, well, we have to get our wires straight. So anyway, thanks, Dan, a lot for calling in and sharing with us your New Year's resolution of loving yourself more. Perfect. Hello? Okay. I'm taking another caller, and this is... Hello, caller?
Hi.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, this is Ruth Wong Hines.
From Hong Kong.
Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, Ruth, it's so great to hear your voice.
Good morning. This is 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning in Hong Kong.
Thank you so much for your willingness to wake up so early.
Yeah, I just woke up at 4:45 and I thought I missed it.
Oh, well, the lucky thing is I was an hour late.
Suddenly in Fai Long.
Yeah.
That's in Chinese.
Oh, say it again, please.
Sun Lin Fai Lo.
Ah, Sun Lin Fai Lo?
That's right.
And your New Year's actually doesn't happen until February 7th, is that correct?
That's right. We enjoy two New Year's, the Chinese New Year and the one that we just had.
Yeah,
Chinese New Year February
you, 7th. Guys, in the middle of the January 1st to February, whenever it is.
Yeah.
Is it like a kind of season for introspection, or do you just celebrate them very differently?
We just celebrate when it is the actual date, the
uh-huh.
New Year. But for the Chinese New Year, it's kind of a build-up, probably about a week or 5 days before. People around here, people in... This, at least in Hong Kong, I'm sure in this part of the world, we started preparing, kind of cleaning the house like a spring cleaning, and then buying apple blossom trees and orange trees and good luck trees, plants, and preparing food for the day, for the New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually visiting elders or... For the kids, it's a great thing because the elders will give, those who are married will be giving rice tea, red packets.
Wonderful.
To the kids or those
uh-huh.
who are not married
uh-huh.
during the new year.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. And so they wish them, but you don't wish people a good year, you wish people a prosperous year or a healthy year or...
Yep. Any of the
yeah.
good luck or all of phrases that really bring positive results to everybody. It could be prosperity, it could be health, it could be good at work, enjoyable work, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Ruth.
Right.
I'm glad you woke up so early.
Yeah.
Very happy new year to you and Ray.
Thank you, and you too,
yeah.
Phyllis.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And this is Phyllis Kurumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be back after this station break.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
The Unity Radio Hour, more than a radio show. The Unity Radio Hour is leading-edge spirituality, which will help you discover new ways to enhance your life, your relationships, your career, and more. Plan to spend every Wednesday afternoon with your host, Indy Otlin, for the Unity Radio Hour, broadcasting live on the 7th Wave Network at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever-present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the 7th Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence, and this is our Happy New Year show. And I've invited people that I know to call in from all over the world to share their New Year's resolutions. And if you have one and you're listening and you haven't been invited, you're invited now. Call in. I know that I have a call on the line.
You'll have.
Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Arvasa, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
I'm
happy
I'm
New
late
Year.
To just listen to all my friends that I hear through the website, like Ruth and like Renata and our friend from Ireland. It's really wonderful, wonderful idea from you to invite us all to be together and to hear each other's voice. Beautiful.
Mm. You're welcome. I'm glad it worked out. And what are your New Year's resolutions, Charlotte?
My New Year's resolution is that I wanted this year to really try to give on a more clearly way words to that Reiki is not only for me a healing practice, but also my spiritual path.
Uh-huh.
And this is has become in the last years more and more important to me, and I know that it's in my life, and that some people recognize this in when they know me well. But I think it's becoming time that I'm be more clear with my students and my clients about it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like a very courageous thing to do and a very beautiful thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels like that. It feels like time is there now.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a very good new year, and I hope you will have a very beautiful new year too.
Me too.
I know.
Could you say, and Charlotte is from the Netherlands, and could you, Charlotte, say Happy New Year in Dutch?
Yes, of course. Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's
really
the happy part. Well, I forgot to ask Renata how to say it in German, so we've missed German, which is too bad, but Anyway, thank you very much for calling in from the Netherlands. Luckily for you, it's not 5 o'clock in the morning, but...
No, it's not 5 o'clock. It's about half past ten against 11 in the evening.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's 11. So, Roos was 5 in the morning, and I'm 11 in the evening.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Well, our Reiki community just spans the globe, and it's a wonderful thing to actually hear it.
Yes.
So, thank you for being a part of this.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. And bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Well, Reiki is a spiritual practice. Well, this actually is my theme for this next year. I'm going to have on the next four shows masters who have been initiated many, many years ago. I think they're all have been initiated over 20 years ago. And they have come directly from the time when Hawaii Otakata was practicing and teaching still, or directly after her death. And one of the things that has evolved in the last years has been this understanding and realization that this is a spiritual path, and then we can choose it to be our spiritual path. So, you know, it's very usual for Reiki to be thought of as a healing practice, and pretty usual or pretty common for people to understand that it's a great way to get to know oneself and to develop oneself, like Dan said, to get to, you know, understand and love ourselves more, which is always a great resolution each year. And now to come to this place of declaring and being open about Reiki being our spiritual path is another thing. So I really wish Charlotta much courage, and it takes a very special wording, and this is something that is going to come to us as we practice. You know, sometimes we don't have words for everything. We can't find exactly the right expression in our own language, and sometimes we have to borrow language from other people, but I'm sure that we as a community will find our language and find our Reiki language to describe what we mean by Reiki as being our spiritual path. I'm hoping to invite a couple of people in February to come on and talk about spiritual path, like what really is a spiritual path and how do we define it, how is it defined in the outer world away from Reiki, and just as a, you know, a general understanding of spiritual path, spiritual practice, what is spirituality, and making it, can we make this statement as a universal statement, or is this something that we have to develop and create substance for within our own community? So this is something that I'm really anxious to explore with you listeners. So if you're listening and you want to send in questions about this, please do, because I'll ask my people that I'm going to interview about this. So back to the new year and our New Year's resolution. I have my own resolution, which I have just been really having trouble with. I wrote it out, and then I revised it, and then I revised it, and then I revised it, and I decided to be practical. But then after I got to being practical, I decided that I would give you explanations. So this is my New Year's resolution. I will give myself Reiki when I want to have a second helping of my meal or a dessert. And I can hear myself say, well, a little bit more won't hurt. And that's true. It won't hurt, because this is not about pain in the sense of physical pain, but it is in the sense of what I would call emotional pain. I know that my body is aging. I am going to be 60 years old this year, so that's really a milestone year for me, 2008. And this is the year of the rat, so I thought it was my year, but then I looked on the Chinese calendar, and it seems like I might not be a rat, but I'll have to consult Ruth more. And I just really want to go into the last, what we might call, trimester of my life, in a way that I feel healthy and alert and live Reiki in a way that really is effective. I have a student who constantly asks me really hard questions, and his last question to me was, why aren't Reiki people healthier? And I thought, well, because I can answer for myself, I'm not healthier because somehow I don't tap into this place of loving myself, of my discipline, of my knowing that Reiki works, and wanting to just override it with making things easy. And, you know, life isn't very easy, and if I want to reap the benefit of my spring years, my summer years, which I feel like my 30 to 60 years were kind of my summer years of great abundance and maturation. And now I'm into my fall years where it's harvest time. And I really want to be able to harvest. I want to be able to appreciate the taste of a ripe apple or some relationship that I've nurtured for the last 50 years. So this is part of my resolution. So I boil it all down to giving myself Reiki when I want to have a self-second helping or dessert, because I know that in doing that, I will nurture myself in a very different way. And that will become a habit. Not a habit, but a choice for me. And in doing that, it will allow me to really change the focus of my life from out there and nourishment from something outside of myself to a nourishment that I can give myself and that I can benefit from myself, and I can actually deepen and make it even more potent than something that I long for in the moment. I was going to say chocolate, but I'm not quite sure if I could do that. So, it's time now for another station break. This is Phyllis Kuramoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be back after the next station break.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine. You will find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
The Waking Dream is a wake-up call to those who are finally ready to change the direction of their lives and the quality of their experiences. Join host Barbara Emrys every Tuesday evening at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, for your wake-up call. That's The Waking Dream on the Seventh Wave Network.
improve your spiritual well-being, and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
Attention swimmers, get out of the water! Everybody, out of the water immediately!
Dude, Zach, it's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom who's been swimming a lot with her kids must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54.
Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Happy New Year to you all. This is our New Year's program, as you have listened to and found out, and it's been wonderful to have the callers in from all over the world call in and give us a little vignette of their New Year and what they've been thinking about. So I also am just waiting to see if there will be another caller. But in the meantime, I wanted to just give you a little homework. As I said at the beginning of the show, it's been really important for me at this time to take some time. I go shopping. I get whatever I can and feel like whatever I would like to eat in my home. I ask people not to call me, or I put the telephone answering machine on, and I don't answer my phone for a couple of days. And I just shut the door, shut off the outside world, and just live by myself for a couple of days. And if I can, I do this for up to a week. And I eat and sleep whenever I want to, and usually what happens is I end up being very much like a cat or a dog. I sleep for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, and I get up, and I do something for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, walk, do Reiki, meditate, what I call meditation anyway, dream, and then I have this time for myself where I just come back to what I call my ground zero. And coming back to ground zero is important for us, I think, and because we can get really lost in the to-do world, and it's very important to be able to see that what's important for us is our own ground zero, and to come from that place. This is the place for me that other people call our center or our heart, or our heart-mind, whatever that may be. And also what comes up during these times that I have alone is these really amazing feelings of gratitude, of thankfulness for people in my life, for the times that have been magical, for connections that have been made without any planning, and just wonderful, you know, spontaneous happening. And I just want to extend my gratitude to some very important people in my life, and for people who have made this show possible, the staff of Seventh Wave Network, and to Randall Libero, who talked me and supported me into doing this program for a year, and now has borne with me all these shows from the beginning of the show 5 months ago to now, and we're going to start a new phase now in January. Stay tuned for that. And I want to thank all the people who have been on the program, and for their families and the masters who they, by some chance, met and got acquainted with Reiki, and it became a part of their lives. I want to thank all you listeners, and I would really, and I appreciate how you've networked this through your friends and your students so that there are more people listening. And of course, if I may say, not last, not least, but perhaps most important, I want to be able to say and share my gratitude and my respect for Mikal Usui, who in whatever way found a question that burned inside of him, and he wanted to find the answer, and wanted to delve into the unknown, and he did that in a way that was really beautiful. Not without peril, and not without what he might call failure, but for sure very persistent, very mindful. And he found an answer, perhaps, in his search for how did Jesus heal, or how did this healing energy, how could we manifest this healing energy, or whatever the question you have in your mind. And I, you know, I often wonder if I could interview Mikal Usui, if he would say, oh yes, I found the answer, and that was what I call Reiki, and this is the practice, and so I'm satisfied and I'm done. And my guess is that he wouldn't be done, that he would have seen this as one step of his search. And I want to take that as a kind of inspiration for myself to know that, you know, I take each step as it comes. So thank you, Mikal Usui, for discovering this and for putting it into some kind of a form where it could be passed down and not lost for generations to come. And I am grateful for all the students of Reiki and for all the masters of Reiki who carry this in whatever form, whatever system. It doesn't matter, because it's a connection. And for me, the saving grace of our human race will be connection. I don't feel that if I'm connected with someone that I could actually kill them. I don't feel that when I'm connected with the earth, like I am in parts of the world, that I become much more aware of what I'm doing with the earth and how much I throw away, and the products that I buy, and the amount of water that I use, and the cleaning products that I use that you know, go into our earth and then are not disseminated properly. So, you know, connection for me is really the most important part of our life as Reiki students and as human beings. This is a great time to take time to get connected with oneself and get connected with the earth around us and get connected with our friends and family and get connected with the rest of the human beings on the planet. And I want to express my gratitude to Shijiro Hayashi, who took the teaching that he received from Mikal Usui. We don't know how much of that or for how long, but it certainly touched him in his heart. He wanted to find a way to serve mankind that was not about repairing bodies after war or during war, but to stimulate a healing process, and that for certainly he did. And I feel that the method that I received was put together quite a lot by him. And I want to express my gratitude to Hawaii Ojikata, who brought this practice to the Western world and translated it not just from Japanese to English language, but from a Japanese culture to the English culture, to the Western culture. So with all these lines of gratitude extending out from my heart and my mind and my voice, I wish you all a very happy, prosperous, successful, and wonderful new year. I know we're all blessed. May we have the courage to see our blessings. Thank you.
Hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.